Today's country and your all-time favorites, 95.1 The Bull. Rob Getz in the bullpen and joining me on the line from Twin Ponds Nature Center, conservationist Mr. Matt Crane joining me. Matt, thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It's been a little while, but things are starting to cool off after the summer season. Now we're moving into fall, and you guys got plenty of different activities. I mean, where to start?
Yeah, well, on Saturday, it's going to be a busy weekend. On Saturday, we've got a Dutch oven cook-off at Airport Lake Park. That's Saturday, the first year, at 10 a.m. is when registration starts. It's our first ever Dutch oven cook-off, so we're hoping to get a good turnout. So if you're interested, give us a call at 641-394-4714 to let us know. We ask for a $10 donation to the Friends of Chickasaw County Conservation, who's sponsoring the event. Scouts are half price, and all registered campers are free. So should be a lot of fun. Should be some people making some good food and sharing. And we've got a couple of nice prizes. The Friends of Chickasaw County Conservation is buying a brand-new Dutch oven for the grand prize winner. And I also have a $50 gift card from Here's to You in Fredericksburg for second place. So pretty good prizes. Should be a lot of fun. And then on Sunday, we have a kayak paddle on the Cedar River that we're doing along with Floyd County Conservation. We'll head from the Midway Access Point in Floyd County at about 1 o'clock. And we'll paddle downstream to Howard's Woods, which is one of our areas just north of Nashua there. Should be a lot of fun. Looks like it's supposed to be a pretty nice weekend weather-wise, and hopefully we can get a bunch of people out and about. But we do need people to register for that so we know how many are coming. Once again, that phone number is 641-394-4714.
Speaking with Matt Crane this morning here from Twin Ponds Nature Center here on 95.1 The Bull, our community conversation. You got the Dutch oven cooking, you've got the kayak paddle there, and I noticed there's one other thing. I noticed you released a press release not that long ago about one other thing that you guys will be doing for the month of October.
Yes, on Tuesday, October 11th, we'll have our annual Halloween hike. To be honest, I don't even know how many years it's been going on. I've been with the county. I think this will be my either 13th or 14th Halloween hike. And I'm pretty sure it's been going long before that. So it's a great educational event for the kids. We'll have five characters along the trail. And it's a lot of fun. It's all educational. It's not scary. So feel free to bring those little ones out. We do have to have you register for that as well, because there's only so much space at a time with each group. We try to limit it to 25 per group so we aren't overcrowded. We have four different hike times at 6, 6:15, 6:30, and 6:45, and it's a free event. We accept free will donations that would go towards the Friends of Chickasaw County Conservation to help support our environmental education program and other things with the county conservation, and should be a lot of fun. We always have a great turnout for that one.
Matt Crane joining us once again here from Twin Ponds Nature Center here on 95.1 The Bull. For more information, Matt, on any of those events or maybe even general information, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
Yes, so you can get a hold of us by phone at 641-394-4714. Or if you're a Facebook person, you can contact us through our Facebook page, which is Chickasaw County Conservation and Twin Ponds Nature Center. Or you can hit me up at my email at m.crayne@chickasawcounty.iowa.gov.
Excellent. Matt Crane once again joining us here from Chickasaw County Conservation Twin Ponds Nature Center. You're on 95.1 The Bull, and hope we get a huge turnout, especially for that Dutch oven cooking. It sounds absolutely delicious, and of course with the kayak paddle coming up this coming weekend.
Yeah, we we should be pretty fortunate with our weather this weekend. Well, you never know, but it looks like a good forecast. So I appreciate it, Rob.